The UT Austin early voting site historically has some of the highest turnout in Travis County. On day one of early voting, during lunch, it looked anything but a busy polling station. Student Mason Shear did vote, but isn't too sure how many of his friends will join him.
I have a lot of friends. We'll have discussions about it, and we'll debate everything. Now, I don't necessarily know if that means, though, that today they're going to come out and vote, or tomorrow, the next day. So people are excited. They still want to talk about it. I just don't know if they want to come out and turn out and do something fun with it.
That's the question every 2 years. What, if anything, will bring young people out to vote? In 2008, the youth vote seemed to swell under the presidential campaign, especially in Texas, where Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, former President Bill Clinton, and John McCain made stops. But what about this year, with the governor's race at the top of the ticket? The students I talked to didn't think ballot names made the real difference. Senior Ryan Lackich says cynicism is the real enemy.
Like, if people, if they don't feel like that they're going to make a difference, then, you know, that it's going to be harder for them to kind of just to take the time just to come out and vote.
Q University Democrat spokesman Cameron Machoka.
Trying to reach people who think that their vote doesn't matter and that they don't need to vote because it's not going to make a difference. And that's what we're trying to change.
From university Democrats to college Republicans, from Rock the Vote to Hook the Vote, grassroots organizations have been pummeling young voters with efforts to register students and get them to the polls. Justin May is with UT's College Republicans. He says 2010's efforts have been just as strong as they were in 2008. But the candidates, specifically Governor Perry, have not, although he doesn't fault the campaigns.
I think the most disappointing thing is the fact that it's not really, you know, on the campaigns, but it's really on our generation. I think that if we really made a dedication to show up and show that we voted and that we cared, we'd get more attention from the campaigns. Because the thing is they're looking for people who will vote.
It can also be hard for the campaigns to match student issues with what's driving older voters to the polls. Take this year's governor's race, for instance. Fiscal responsibility, the state's business climate, and cronyism have been top campaign issues from Republican Governor Rick Perry and Democratic challenger Bill White. As one student put it, that's great, but their friends tend to follow social issues. Reporting for KUT News and the Texas Tribune, I'm Ben Philpott.